Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
7 months after he announced the creation of the post of White House Cybersecurity Coordinator, President Obama has selected industry veteran Howard Schmidt for the job. Schmidt has a long history in the IT security sector and has served in the White House before as vice chairman of the President's Critical Infrastructure Protection Board. He's a former chief information security officer at eBay, chief security officer at Microsoft, and has worked with federal and local law enforcement and the Defense Department. U.S. authorities are reportedly investigating the theft of tens of millions of dollars from Citibank by hackers, partly using Russian software tailored for the attack. The security breach at the U.S. bank was detected mid-year based on traffic from internet addresses formerly used by the Russian Business Network gang, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. The report left unclear who the money was stolen from, but said a program called Black Energy, designed by a Russian hacker, was one tool used in the attack. The tool can be used to command a botnet, a large group of computers infected by malware and controlled by an attacker. This year, a modified version of the software appeared online that could steal banking information, and in the Citi attack, a version tailored to target the bank was used, the report said. The latest version of Mozilla's Firefox browser, 3.5, is now more popular than the most popular version of Microsoft's Internet Explorer, IE7, according to web analytics firm StatCounter. However, all versions of each browser taken together, Internet Explorer is still used by more people than Firefox, the company said. Last week, 21.4% of visitors to the site StatCounter tracks used Firefox 3.5, while only 21.2% used IE7. 20.3% of them used IE8. China Telecom plans to offer service for the popular BlackBerry handset from Research in Motion, it said Tuesday, making it the second Chinese character to do so. The other, China Mobile, previously offered the BlackBerry in China for large business users only, but said this month it would start offering the device to consumers and small businesses as well. RIM said this month it also plans to make a version of the BlackBerry that uses a 3G standard promoted by China Mobile and the Chinese government called TD-SCDMA. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Peter Sayer in Paris. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.